Welcome back, everybody, to episode 2 of the Detour Podcast. We got a lot to talk about today.
Welcome back.
We're going to start off with the game because, you know, ease us in, get us a little loosey-goosey, a little bit more comfortable. Because last time, I mean, obviously first episode is going to be a little rough, but that's totally okay. So we're actually going to do a word association game to kind of get our brains going, but also us more comfortable just kind of talking and stuff. So the word association game is like, for instance, if I say shoe, you think of a word that's associated with it. Foot, shoelace, walking, whatever.
Okay.
And then I have to find one based off of what you just said. And we got to keep going until we can't think of one anymore.
Okay.
So this first one will just be a practice round because, you know, got to get it moving a little bit. But then The second one we'll start and you'll start with the word. And then we'll just kind of see how long we can kind of like riff off. We can't say the same thing that's already been said.
Okay.
So we gotta kind of keep track. So okay. I'll start off with leg.
Body.
Move.
Dance.
Spin.
Swing.
Breeze.
Breeze.
I don't know where I'm supposed to go with pho. Korean? Is pho even Korean? I don't know. I kind of got put off because you said swing, and when I said breeze, I was like, oh, is that actually my brain? I almost got lobbed off the first little bit.
All right. We'll do another one. Okay, I'll come up with it. Okay, let's do car.
Wheel.
Metal.
Spoon.
Fork.
Eat.
Food.
Tasty.
Steak.
Rare.
Potato. I don't know.
A rare potato?
Oh, I was still on the steak mindset.
Okay, I think let's do one more. Okay, I think we really got it.
Okay.
Cuz I think we say something a little too hard to connect.
Our word associations are kind of stretched and then yeah.
Yeah.
Cuz it went from one and drastically to a whole different.
Yeah, it kind of changed. And then the way my mind works, I was thinking of like card or like treasure or something like based off of rare.
Oh.
Like, so my mind is running through those things, but your mind doesn't work at all like mine. So I was like, what is he trying to think of when it comes to
rare? Well, the last one, when I said swing, I meant like swing dancing, but you went to a swing set.
Yeah, I definitely went to a swing set. I don't know why, but all right, let's do another one. We'll do watch.
Time.
Tick.
Talk.
App.
Addictive.
Drugs.
Fun.
Game.
Board.
Cardboard? I don't know. My mind went from bored to like, should I say like lazy?
I went bored as in like board game.
Yeah. So I was trying to like kind of riff it off like, okay, you said bored, so let me swing it a different way. But then I was like,
Or is that how the game's supposed to go? Like, you're supposed to carry on, so, like, if you say stop, I say watch, stop, watch, and I watch.
I don't think necessarily it's, like, watch whatever. It's basically, like, if I say watch and you say time, then I can say passing and you can say car. So it's anything that associates with the word rather than, like...
Okay, so we did it pretty good, then.
Pretty decent.
Okay.
But... I feel like it was the same duration every time we kind of get to a point where our brain just clicks off. But yes, a little bit more loosey. For those of you watching on YouTube, I'm going to address the elephant in the room. I do have a perm.
Yes.
My hair was not like this last time. So if you're listening on any podcast platform, hop on over to YouTube. Give it a go. I'm feeling like a good old Arby's fry, a little curly Q. So.
A little curly Q.
Just in case anyone was wondering, but...
Yeah, you just got it done Tuesday.
Yeah.
So yesterday.
As of recording today, yeah, I got it done yesterday, so it's fresh and tight. So this Friday, it should be a little bit looser, a little bit more manageable. So I look, I was told it kind of is like Jack Harlow. So well, I'll take it, but it's a little too tight for my liking, so it'll be whatever. But we do have a few good things to talk about today. First off, we're going to start by catching up because I haven't seen him in a week. Haven't seen you in a week.
Yeah.
So what has been going on?
Recently, we talked about swing dancing the last podcast. Went swing dancing on Saturday, so that was fun.
Okay.
Went out to the Western, got my little groove on. A little line dancing and swing dancing.
A little groovy.
With some honeys.
Some honeys.
It's the best place to dance with anybody, to be honest.
To find some honeys?
Sometimes.
Sometimes?
Yeah, sometimes.
Okay.
The Western's actually pretty busy. Like, you can actually, like, if you go on the right night, sometimes there's, like, bachelorette parties there. Mm. There's just birthday parties. Like, that's actually a pretty busy, like, bar.
Busy bar?
Because there's, like, so much to do there. Like, they've got cornhole. They've got a smoke area. They've got a mechanical bowl.
They got cornhole?
Yeah. Out in the back patio. And then they have a karaoke room. Then they have pool tables.
Dang. I've seen the pool tables, karaoke, and then just, like, the main dancing area. I didn't know they had cornhole.
Yeah, and mechanical bowl. But yeah, did that on Saturday. But earlier in the day, I went to Oktoberfest up at Snowbird,
okay,
up on the mountain. That was pretty fun because it was slightly cloudy, so it wasn't too hot. It was nice. Got some nice German beer, so that was enjoyable.
Do you have a favorite one that you tried, or did you just?
No, usually they change it every year.
Okay.
And so then this year I got, I can't even remember. But yeah, it was shipped from Germany, so that was good. And then my second one, I had a blueberry Hef. Then the third one, I had a pumpkin Hef. And then by the time that was done, we were headed down the mountain.
Oh,
right. And then also on Tuesday, yesterday, I had my softball game with my team. It was a co-ed team. We won. My team's looking pretty good. We're all pretty coordinated. Last season, we were not. So it's a big change. So that was good.
It's good to feel coordinated for sure.
Except for I got bit by so many freaking mosquitoes.
Really?
Dude, on the back of both of my calves, there's, like, in a quarter-size marker, there's probably 7 on both calves.
Do you play near water?
No, it's just in the area it's in. The city just hasn't sprayed the repellent liquid that much. Mm. So then I got covered. So that was not a good thing this past week.
Dang, not optimal.
Yeah, but that's what I've been up to this past week. What about you?
Nothing. Obviously, I got a perm. Just going to the gym. Let's think. Been preparing because we got a half marathon coming up in
2 weeks. Two and a half weeks, give or take.
No preparation. I was supposed to be more prepared, but I've gotten lazy with running. So I ran 3 miles Saturday night. Could have definitely gone longer, but at that point I had to turn back because my girlfriend was walking my dog and I could tell they were both done. So it was a good little 3 miler, especially in the evening, so the sun wasn't really beating. I felt like I could have gone on forever.
Really?
Yeah, it was great. No, like, my legs didn't hurt, my lungs didn't hurt. I was just cooking. And I would rest about, so I'd run a mile, walk for about 0.1 miles, and then I'd run for another mile and kind of do the same thing.
Okay.
Just so then that way,
ease into it, not I'm not pushing so too hard,
because I'm not trying to get my legs destroyed. Come race day, I can't run.
Yeah, that is true.
But luckily it is all downhill, so it'll be a bit easier. It's still going to be rough.
Yeah.
Because if it's anything like my last half marathon, I'm going to be dying on the inside, fighting it to make it to the end. It was...
Well, that's probably what I'll feel like.
It was rough.
I signed up with you, and I haven't done a half marathon yet. So that will be interesting, to say the least.
It'll be a fun experience.
Yes, it will.
Humbling.
Humbling, to say the least.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't even know if I'm running with you the whole time.
We'll start, but yeah, probably.
We'll probably start, but then we'll probably run at our own pace.
Yeah,
I'll probably lock in with my headphones and just zone out and go at
my own pace. Probably going to do that too. Listen to some podcasts, listen to some music, maybe even just turn it all off because we're running down Big Cottonwood.
Yeah, Big Cottonwood.
So it's going to be beautiful, so I might as well just, like, try to be present, at least in the beginning, be present while my motivation's there, and then turn on something like...
To distract the
high intensity music to kind of like get me going.
I didn't know what high intensity music you'd play.
Yeah?
Any soundtrack from Rocky.
Okay. I like to think I'm in Rocky IV when I'm working out at the gym and I have no energy to be there, but like especially when I'm alone, I'm like, ugh. First, I gotta lock in. I can't look like an idiot, even though nobody's watching me. So I put on Hearts on Fire, and I just go to town feeling like I'm Rocky getting ready to fight the Russian. And then I turn it off and walk home, and my mood is completely different, but it's a banger. It's a banger, so.
Yeah, I know you'd listen to that already. You'd have it on repeat.
Oh, 100%. I'd have it looped, and I'd be listening to that like 20 times because yeah. I'll be like, yeah, no other song gets me this amped. But I think that's about all that has happened since the last time we saw each other.
Okay.
So.
Man, it's pretty good. Sometimes chill weeks are needed. It's a nice reset on the mind.
It's been nice to
and everything.
Not have plans.
Yeah.
Because honestly, I've been finding more and more recently, if somebody wants to do something, I'm game because I have no plans, so I get really excited come the day that the plans are there.
You're like,
I'm on my knees praying, God, please. Please just make it so like all of a sudden they just don't want to hang out or like something came up.
I can do my own
because thing. I'm really feeling like laying on this couch and just binge watching something because I do not want to go out. And when that happens, it is the best feeling ever.
Okay.
Yeah, but then when I have to go out, I do end up having fun. But just for some reason.
It's just you're partly introverted probably. You like your own time.
I love my own time. And I feel like it's ever since I moved out, it's become more and more like that.
Okay.
Like when I lived actually here at Grandma's, I loved being out. I hated being alone because I get like this weird sense of isolation where I just love being surrounded by people. But now that I live on my own, and everybody always wants to see me because I'm gone, I'm like, just leave me alone.
Like,
I'm going to lock my door. I'm going to turn everything off. I'm just going to just do my thing for like an entire day because I don't want to talk to anybody.
Yeah.
So I don't know, but.
That's fair.
But I do have a show I wanted to suggest to you. It's a brand new show. I'm not actually sure if it's episode by episode. Actually looking here, it's not. Well, actually it is. It is episode by episode. But it actually came out in August. I thought it came out the other day, so last Wednesday, which would be the 27th. It is August. I'm on like 27th, 20th. Oh. let me rewind. Okay, so it does come out week by week. I'm looking at the thing right now because I couldn't remember the name. They released two episodes last Wednesday, the 20th. They released one today, which I need to watch, the third episode. And then it says there's a new fourth episode, but you can't watch it yet. So it is week by week.
Okay, week by week.
So I started the first episode, not last Wednesday, it was a couple days ago.
What's it called?
The Twisted Tale of Amanda Knox.
Okay.
I'm not big into, like, live-action TV shows. And especially ones that do, like, an acting representation of, like, a story. So, like, how there's, like, the Jeffrey Dahmer thing.
Yeah.
I'm not really big into crime stuff like that.
Documentaries or true crime and whatnot.
But everywhere I see this ad pop up. Okay. And it's the same thing. And I'm like, oh, it's stuck in my brain. Now I got to check it out. Okay. So I checked it out and I watched it. Oh my gosh.
Pretty good?
Yeah.
Okay.
I didn't realize there was a second episode. If there was, I probably would have watched it right after. Because I couldn't wait. Like, it actually got pretty juicy.
So it hooked you from the beginning.
Pretty freaking juicy.
Okay.
So I'll tell you, in case you're interested in watching it, I'll just kind of tell you a brief thing of it. So Amanda Knox is a college student. I think she was in her sophomore or junior year when she decided to go on an exchange student program to Italy.
Okay.
To just do school out there and, like, learn the language and kind of just live in the culture. Something about Amanda is it specifies and prefaces she's a quirky person.
Okay.
So she has different personality traits that are, I guess if you compare it to a lot of other people, are seen as abnormal because she's just a very weird, fun person.
Okay. She's
so like, I can be weird,
yeah.
But in this case, it's like, if she's, you know, happy, whatever, she's weird. But also when something tragic happens, she's also a little weird. So like, the whole thing is she moves in with a bunch of people, some people from England, some people from Italy, they're all just like roommates. She comes home one day from her new boyfriend's house that she met in Italy.
Okay.
And she didn't really think much of it. There was just a little bit of blood, but she's like, I live with women. Maybe something happened, an accident happened, and she had to like run to the store, whatever. So it turns out her roommate dies, gets murdered. So her room's locked, whatever. They find her severed foot and then her dead body. And she was...
In the apartment?
In the apartment, like, okay. In the little house. So as they're going through this, the cops are obviously questioning the friends, the roommates, the boyfriends, X, Y, and Z.
Yeah.
And everyone's crying, everyone's freaking out, and she's just kind of like, almost like she's shocked, obviously, but she's not having the same reaction as everybody else. And her roommate has some other British friends that came with her but don't live in the same, like, housing.
Yeah.
And they were all like, oh my gosh, Amanda, like, I'm so sorry. And she's like, and they're like, are you okay? She's like, of course I'm not okay. And kind of stormed off, and everybody saw, like, the way she was reacting, because she'd sit there and kind of get all kissy and lovely with her boyfriend while they're in the precinct of the wherever they're at. And they're all like, that is just so weird that she doesn't seem more distraught that her roommate and her best friend that they've made since she's got here is dead.
Yeah.
So now everyone's kind of like against her and whatnot. And even the detectives that are working on it are suspicious of her because of her reaction.
She's reacting to everything.
Like, she's just kind of like more of like, wow, that's crazy. I can't believe someone would kill her, rather than like, oh my gosh, she's dead. So it's crazy.
That is, yeah.
And then it goes into it where it's like, yeah, she is the lead suspect, and they tell everybody to go home. But they're like, we're going to need you here tomorrow at 11, because you're like our most important witness. You'll be able to provide all the information to take this guy down. But in reality, it's because they suspect her.
Yeah.
So she's on her phone with her mom. She's like, we need you to come home right now. And she's like, well, they said I'm super important, so I think I need to stay. And they're literally in the other room phone tapping her thing, and they're like, yeah, she sounds way too suspicious to not have anything to do with it. So I'm like,
oh wow,
what in the world is going on? Like, she seems a little suspicious, but I don't believe she did it. But again, it leaves almost enough time spaces in between, like, her boyfriend's house to when she gets home and, like, whatnot, to be like, well, where was she before she went to her boyfriend's? She could have left in the night. Like, I don't know what's happening.
Yeah, like, her alibi is, like, so, like, sporadic to where it's, like, maybe she did do it or maybe she didn't. But it's, like...
Yeah.
And it doesn't help with the way she's, like, responding to, like, finding her dead roommate.
Yeah, she just doesn't seem...
Genuine.
Like, her emotion isn't as emotion... Full of emotion
like
as everybody
people,
else.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's kind of, like, a little different. And there was one key thing where... There was a rock thrown through a window. So they're like, oh, that's how they got it. But if you see on the side of the house, it's like 15, 20 feet up. So they don't know how someone could have entered through that.
Wow.
And they made a joke. It's like, okay, is the culprit Spider-Man or something?
Yeah.
But it's very interesting, because then it cuts back to like almost present day where she's going back to Italy. And it's just like, okay, so she's out. But did she actually kill her? And like, I want to know what happened to the friend. And like, why does she act the... I don't know. It's once you watch it, you'll kind of understand how confusing she makes it on herself. Like, obviously she claims innocence.
Yeah.
But she seems the most suspicious
person.
But
the way she's navigating it, and like, point of clarification, with this show, is it from her perspective?
Yeah.
Or, oh, so she's like, it's from her perspective,
yeah,
the whole time.
The whole time. So you'll only see it from based off of like how she recounts the story.
So then that's why it's also probably hard to follow a little bit, because then it's her side, and then since she doesn't have as many normal emotions as everyone else, to where that's why it's like...
It's recounted probably a little differently. And I think this was like 2009 or something like that, so it was a little bit ago, but like fairly recent compared to a lot of things you see where it's like the 80s or whatever.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But it's pretty good. I recommend it. It's on Hulu, so The Twisted Tale of Amanda Knox, brand new. There's 4 episodes out right now. Pretty good. So,
okay.
Won't say anything more. I might talk about it next time, but it'll just be a little bit, just in case anybody wants to watch it. I'm not going to spoil anything, so.
Okay, yeah. That does actually sound pretty interesting. Like, I think a lot of people get hooked on the true crime podcasts or, like, mm-hmm. documentaries. Like I said, Jeffrey Dahmer earlier, like, that one was a big one that people watched.
Yeah.
And, like, the Ted Bundy ones. Like, there is something addictive about...
I have no idea what it is.
True crime.
But you're right. There is something super addictive about that. It's like, I guess it's the way they say it. The mystery of, okay, like what's happening?
Well, it is like the mystery, but then it's also just like the fascination of like, how is someone this capable of doing this to another human? But then it's also like, how did they go so long without getting caught?
Yeah, how did they get away with it?
And then it's like, but once they do tell their story, once they do get caught or whatever, then it's like mind-boggling that it's like Jeffrey Dahmer would kill that many people.
But then also the fact that, like, so many people were just so dumb. Like, I heard a thing based off of the show. So there's a lady who lived in the same, like, apartment complex as Dahmer. And her vent kind of connected with his as they went.
And then the smell.
And the smell. So she called multiple times. And the cops were like, what are you on about? Like, what are you calling us about?
Yeah, you're calling us about a stinky apartment.
Like, this is, just shut up, go to bed, forget about it,
but
whatever.
But once it did come out that he was doing this to, like,
all these
kids,
guys, and like,
then it was just like, I tried to call you multiple times, and then you guys wouldn't take me serious.
It's like their deaths are on you because, yeah, you wouldn't take it serious, or you wouldn't even have send someone over,
yeah,
to like
to check
it out.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it.
But it is actually kind of wild too. Like, if you think about it, like a lot of these like documentaries or whatever, these people like almost live double lives.
Yeah.
Like, they have their normal life of, like, if they have a job or something just because everyone needs to make money. But then, like, all of a sudden, like, people know them that way. But then, like, their secret life, they're, like, this disgusting, no empathy human.
It's so weird that they can easily do that. Like, be so cruel and disgusting. But, again, almost act like they're just, like, the nicest person in the world. Like, Ted Bundy, he was that way. He was, like, this charming, witty guy that every girl loved.
He was picking up women in a Volkswagen Beetle.
No, he's picking up mad honeys.
In a Volkswagen Beetle.
And he's
That's
not even,
crazy.
And when you look at photos, he's not the most attractive guy, but like everyone was like loving him. And then he's just this disgusting serial killer. I'm like, how do you play like being this really nice, charming guy? Yeah, especially in a Beetle. But I mean, that was like the thing. The Beetle was, like, popping off
It was definitely in the time, but it's still just, like, I don't know, there's definitely nicer cars and better-looking people out there than
him. But, yeah, he's got a way with words. He's a...
Yeah, but it's crazy, like...
A genie.
That they were able to get away with so much.
Yeah.
But now it is definitely, like, I feel like a lot harder just because of, like, there's so much security cameras and, like...
There's ways of testing evidence and, like...
That are, like, way better than...
More advanced.
Yeah.
So, because I was actually thinking about... I think I was thinking about it right before I watched this. I was like, why don't we ever hear of, like, stuff in the news about people doing that? Like, obviously we hear, like, of shootings and stuff. But I feel like I've never heard in the news that's made national news about anything of, like, oh, this person murdered, like, five people.
Yeah. That is true. Like, I don't really see news reports of, like, oh, like, be aware, like, five people have gone missing in this city, or, like...
Yeah, there's, like, a curfew now, or whatever, yeah, like, making it as extreme as, like how they did then.
Yeah, that's not really, like... I don't know, you guys can correct me if I'm wrong, but, like, yeah, I haven't heard that.
I mean, I guess where we are, yeah, probably not much. And I think that's why people get so intrigued, because it doesn't happen as much nowadays, and it's not, like... Like, you just don't really hear about that kind of stuff in the news. So you're like, oh, man, like, I just want to, like, mentally travel back in time and listen to this and hear it out, almost kind of, like, try to understand what those people
like that
went through.
Yeah, and kind of think about, like, how did this actually happen?
Yeah.
And, like, how, like, is, yeah.
Yeah, that's, yeah, I don't understand it, but if you love your true crime documentaries or podcasts or whatever, good on you. I know some people do really well with storytelling, and I think for me, that's what grabs my attention. Not necessarily the story of someone killing somebody or kidnapping or whatever, but the way they word it, the magic with the words just kind of gets me, and I'm like, oh my gosh, now I'm really intrigued.
Yeah. Yeah, it's not really like the show itself. It's more like the storytelling of like how they actually present like a documentary or something that's... But they also have to have, like, a good voice. Because some documentaries, if it's not, like, a true crime, then it's, like, someone's just talking about, like, some historical event or something for a documentary. And if that main person doesn't have a good voice, you can't get hooked. Because then you're almost irritated by listening to the person's voice for too long.
Yeah.
Like, it has to be, like, a nice voice.
Like, if you compare the stuff you get on, like, streaming services, like... I guess just really anything that they do talk about it versus what you see on, like, TV that, like, would be on ABC or whatever, the voices definitely are different. You can tell that the one that you'd see on like Netflix or Hulu or whatever, Amazon, they kind of have that voice that from the get-go, you're kind of being pulled in by their voice.
Yeah.
And the way they speak, and then the words, and then all of a sudden you're just like entranced in what's going on. But
yeah, the rest
some
of the
people
way.
Will be like, yeah, almost like you're reading a textbook of history while putting footage and pictures over it.
Yeah.
For like TV. So I definitely understand.
Like you have to have a good voice.
You gotta have that good narration voice. Otherwise it's gonna, it's not as intriguing.
Who's the voice actor that does the nature?
Oh my gosh. I don't know. It's like on the tip of my tongue. He was... Let's see.
David Attenborough.
Yeah,
he has a good voice.
I love, like, nature documentaries. So, like, when he's talking, he's like, the wild cheetah. I'm like,
yes!
Tell me about the wild cheetah now. Like,
no, but he just has, like, a soothing voice of it's, like, it's the way he talks and, like, how fast and slow he talks. Like, it gets you hooked and entranced of, like... just watching the documentary.
And it's very relaxing.
It is. Because his voice is relaxing.
You'll hear, like, nature sounds of what's happening. And he's like, we're going to move to the wild sea otter. And I'm like, let's move, David. Let's move.
Let's move. Let's see what these sea otters are up to.
Yeah, it's... that's so good. I think that's really why I watch it. Because sometimes I'll just be like, oh, I'm bored and whatever. And I'll turn it on. I don't think anything puts me asleep faster because of how soothing it is. Not because it's boring. But, like, when I'm in the mood to watch a documentary, I'll pound out, like, four of them.
Yeah.
Pause. But I'll pound out, like, four documentaries, and it's really fun to, like, learn about them. But, yeah, the voice is a huge, huge thing. So, but I think that about covers what we were going to talk about today. Show recommendation, The Twisted Tale of Amanda Knox. Go ahead, watch it. It's great. Again, I'm not a huge fan of live action like TV series, but I really do think this is a good one to watch. Especially, you know, that whole thing of watching an episode week by week by week.
Yeah.
Kind of leaves you wanting more, but sometimes it gets to the point where you're like, oh, that cliffhanger was just too good, and now I just...
I have to wait a week until you can see what happens next. Yeah, I'll give it a try. I'll see if you have a good input on what's good to watch. And
you got to let us know. You got to let us know next time what you thought. That way we can, you know, maybe have a little discussion on kind of what you think about it, because we've only really heard me, but yeah, I guess that concludes it. If you guys are watching on YouTube, go ahead, give us a like, subscribe as well, so then we can get in that YouTube algorithm. And if you're listening to us on any podcasting platform, make sure to give us a follow so you get notifications of next week's episode as well. And make sure to leave us a good old 5-star review for your boys, because it's really going to help us out. But, yeah, thanks for tuning in. Until next time, love ya. Peace out.
Yeah, thank you for coming. Have a good rest of your day. Peace.